Hello, welcome to The Update. I'm Susie Thompson. Joe Biden says he's considering a request from the Albanese government to drop the charges against Julian Assange. The 52-year-old has been indicted on 17 espionage charges and one charge of computer misuse over a trove of military documents published via WikiLeaks. The BBC's Gary O'Donoghue says the High Court in London wants proof that Assange won't be sent to his death in the US.
This has been a huge saga, and the Americans have never shown any sign of letting up right through, what are we now, three different administrations, and there's been debate about whether or not he'd face potentially the death penalty. So of course, Britain is absolutely reluctant to send people back who might face the death penalty.
A march is planned in the Victorian city of Ballarat in memory of three local women who have been killed since February. Rebecca Young, Samantha Murphy and Hannah Maguire will all be remembered at the vigil. It follows revelations the 21-year-old accused of killing Hannah Maguire was on bail for serious unrelated offences. Lachlan Young and his father are facing charges of assault and burglary and are due in court next month. Police in England say they've shed many tears ahead of a life sentence for a 29-year-old man who broke the neck of his five-week-old son. Baby Ollie died in Leicester in 2017 with 40 fractures. The baby's mother's also been jailed for 7 years for allowing the death, with the judge arguing she must have heard his cries. Caught today for a 26-year-old man charged over an alleged home invasion near the New South Wales-Queensland state border. Police were called to an address in Kingscliff and found a 29-year-old man with a stab wound. He died at the scene. The 66-year-old occupant of the home was airlifted to Gold Coast University Hospital with major arm injuries. And gold medalist in athletics at the Paris Olympics will win prize money for the first time in the history of the Games. They'll get the equivalent of $50,000 at the Los Angeles Games in 2028. The prize money will be extended to silver and bronze medal winners. Sport and entertainment are next. In sport, North Melbourne AFL Club president Sonia Hood has been forced to delete her X account due to the amount of online abuse over the way the Kangaroos are performing on the field. Mal Meninga is reportedly on a shortlist to take over as coach for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Fox Sports say he's likely to take over from Jason Demetrio, who's expected to leave within days. And Kirtley Beale is targeting a return to the Wallabies after being cleared of sexual assault allegations. In entertainment news, following the success of Barbie, Margot Robbie is set to produce a live-action feature film based on the board game Monopoly, and a big career move for Jessica Alba. The actress-turned-wellness mogul is taking a step back from her lifestyle business, The Honest Company, announcing she's stepping down as Chief Creative Officer. And that is the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you later on for another update. I'm Susie Thompson.